Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for June 27th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. Is it the 27th already? Oh my lord, that means it's a week till the 4th of July? I gotta get over to the Jewel Osco and get my supplies. Some smoke pops, some bomb pops, some smoky snakes, some fire popsicles. I don't even know what they're called. But I'm always the last minute. I'm the guy that shows up at the Walgreens trying to find anything. And then I realize that somewhere along the line, they banned fireworks at the Walgreens. So you end up going to like the Walgreens on Harlem because it's actually Harwood Heights, not Chicago. And then you can get like the really dumb stuff. And then you bring it home like this is unreal, right? And then you do it and you're like, this is not unreal. This is dumb and it smells terrible. That's essentially what I've got to do in the next week. I got a week to do it. I got a week to get to Harwood Heights. All right, Thursday, it's beautiful. Well, not really. Let's get to it. Here are the headlines. Boy, oh boy, Kevin Quinn, a former aide to Speaker Madigan, had his stuff raided by the FBI. And now the story is that I guess the FBI was listening in on his conversations. Hilarious. Not sure what they're looking for, but according to this dude's mugshot, they'll find it. Quinn is also the guy who was accused of sexual harassment and started a scandal in the Speaker's office that he's still really not cleared of. So in short, this dude is Wengro from Heat, or maybe Joe Pesci from Casino. Without the temper, without the pen, or maybe I don't know him personally. So Chicago Teachers Union is probably the only group that is not kumbaya with the mayor right now. The Teachers Union is upset with the mayor and CPS negotiators. The contract, the teacher's contract, it's up in 3 days. And the mayor and CPS have not even given a proposal or a counterproposal for a new contract. They're like playing out the string. They haven't moved off their stance from back in January. CTU is asking for some big increases in pay and resources. So not sure why the move for CPS had just run out the clock. Remember this. Remember this story in September when you have to figure out childcare because the teachers are on strike, right? This is like every bad negotiating tactic number one. Wait. And they're doing this, and everybody's waiting, and they're going to let this contract expire. And I swear, if we get to September and they're pointing fingers at the other side, I'll be very angry that all of this time from January to June was a waiting game. Just remember that. Takeaways from the first Democratic debate, hot mics, turn off your mics. Has nobody seen Naked Gun with OJ Simpson's in that? Turn off the mics. I love that Chuck Todd was like, you know what? These mics are too hot. We're going to break. Everyone got mad, even Trump. It's just terrible. It's disruptive. Kind of smart, because if he doesn't get it fixed, you know what it's going to be. A, someone's going to swear. B, someone's going to say something we regret. And C, loud bathroom sex. It's the only three things that can happen with a hot mic. There are no other options. The other takeaways? I didn't know who half those people were. An Evanston resident wants bigger print on street cleaning signs. When I read that headline, I was like, oh my God, Evanston, go eat your tofu and go be a dry town somewhere. Just get, so Evanston. But then I saw the photos and I got to say, I agree. They used the tiniest font. They're trying to get you a ticket. Nice revenue play. Confusion leads to tickets and you save on printing costs because the fonts are so small. Less ink. Crazy or crazy like a fox? You city of Evanston, we're watching you eat your tofu sandwiches. All right. That's such a 1999 Evanston joke. You're going to make fun of tofu sandwiches, right? Of course, Evanston. Would you craft beer in your tofu? Got to come up with new ways to rip on Evanston, right? Now it's like, with your double-wide strollers, your super expensive houses. All right, where are we? Last week we were Seattle. Now we've taken on peak Florida. Summer's here, and I feel like it's less Chicago and more Manila. I'm just assuming that this is what Manila actually feels like. I've never been. Another scorcher with more rain to follow tonight. I feel bad for sport and social, right? Think about all the Excel spreadsheets open, moving games around, trying to get to a dry field. Or, I don't know, they just take your money and blame it on the rain like Milli Vanilli. It's probably more accurate to what's happening. Let's get to sports. The Cubs are playing right now. As of this recording, they're getting their butt kicked 4-1. Come on, Cubs, you got to rally so that we can see Craig Kimbrell today. He's up with the squad finally and ready for Joe Maddon to bring him in the seventh inning. Last night, the Cubs wasted a strong 4 innings and 5 earned run ball from Yu Darvish to lose. Listen, if Lester or Hayward or even Almora sucks it up, you could say, yeah, well, you won a World Series, so you're the best. We don't really care. But with Darvish, he wasn't there. And so far, He's been really bad. Not just bad, really bad. Dude missed all of last year, and this year looks like Ivan Nova in disguise, which would be fine if we were paying Ivan Nova prices. But with Darvish, he's one of the highest paid pitchers in the league, should be in the All-Star game, should be starting the All-Star game. But what do I care? It's Ricketts' money. And frankly, the more money he puts into the Cubs means less money he's putting somewhere else. So think about that. The White Sox avoided the sweep yesterday, but man, oh man, now they get a day off to come home and face the Twins, Sox Park, probable pitchers. I think at the weekend series going to be Nova, Giolito, and then Giolito again, and then Nova, and then Giolito, and then Lopez, and then Giolito. The Sox are 4 games under .500 and 6 back in the wild card. If they're going to show anything before the break, how about a sweep of the Twins? Wouldn't that be nice? I don't care how good the Twins are. They're the Twins. We could beat the Twins. I can't think of how many times Canerco walked off against the Twins. Him and Frank Thomas used to make Torrey Hunter all sad. That would be really nice. All right. This is the final weekend before NBA free agency starts. So what does that mean for Chicago? Let me go to NBA Twitter. Hold on 1 second. Let me just get it up here. There's all sorts of stuff going on. So let me just see what we've got. Atlanta Hawks, no Boston Celtics, no Brooklyn Nets, Charlotte Hornets, Cleveland Cavaliers. Ooh, Dallas Mavericks, Denver Nuggets, Pistons are in play. Golden State, got to deal. Houston Rockets, wow, Butler. Indiana Pacers, Los Angeles Clippers, wow, the Lakers are going to get, I can't believe, Memphis Grizzlies making plays. Miami Heat are in the game. Milwaukee Bucks trying to improve. The Minnesota Timberwolves, the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion, New York Knicks. Are they going to get Durant? Oklahoma City, what's up with Westbrook? Orlando Magic still in the hunt. Philadelphia, they're going to bring Embiid back. Phoenix Suns, they want Kyrie. Portland Trailblazers, what's up with Damon Lillard? Sacramento making moves. San Antonio, they could be back. Toronto, they're going to keep Kawhi. Utah, they got Mike Conley. The Wizards, they got all sorts of stuff going on. Every single team has something going on. Except the Bulls. I'm not kidding. If you look at NBA Twitter, if you look at the NBA right now, every single team has something going on. This is funny because I was looking at something that said what free agents should come to Chicago. The only free agents they had was, you know, Patrick Beverley's in the mix, but then they said Taj Gibson. I'm like, Taj Gibson? 2008's going to be awesome. But then I swear, the right after that, the CBS sports people were like, but it's really going to be hard-pressed to see if the Bulls make any moves this summer because they need room for the young guys to play. So there you go. That's it. That's it. I'm out. I'm not doing... Nope. That's it. This is Lower Wacker Live for June 27th, 2019. Beats by Wes Restless. We'll be back tomorrow. We love you.